This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden met Thursday with the family of Jacob Blake, a black man shot multiple times by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden believes he can use his trip for community leaders to find common ground. He plans a public discussion with business figures, civic leaders, and law enforcement. The battleground state finds itself at the center of a national reckoning on racism, police violence, and protests after a white Kenosha officer shot Blake in the back. Blake's shooting set off sometimes violent protests in Kenosha. President Donald Trump visited the town 2 days ago, but concentrated on praising law enforcement and accused protesters of domestic terrorism. Facebook says it's taking more steps to encourage voting and to work against misinformation as the presidential election approaches. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Facebook has long been criticized for not fact-checking political ads or limiting how they can be targeted at small groups. Starting a week before the election, the company says it will ban new political ads, though existing ones will still be seen. Facebook will also remove posts with obvious misinformation, both about voting and COVID-19. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the election will not be business as usual. He says that means helping people register and vote, and also taking steps to reduce chances of civil unrest after the election if results are delayed. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of laid-off Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell to a still elevated 881,000 last week. 13.3 million people are continuing to receive traditional jobless benefits, up from 1.7 million a year ago. This is VOA News. The confirmed death toll from the coronavirus has gone over 50,000 in the Middle East as the pandemic continues. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
That's according to account from the Associated Press based on official numbers offered by health authorities across the region. Those numbers still may be an undercount as testing in war-torn nations like Libya and Yemen remains extremely limited. The top UN official for Libya has warned the coronavirus pandemic in the war-ravaged country appears to be spiraling out of control. The hardest-hit nation remains Iran, which saw the region's first major outbreak. Nearly 22,000 people have died there from the virus. Israel just recorded a record-high 3,000 new cases in a day. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Kremlin on Thursday rejected accusations that Russia was responsible for the poisoning of opposition politician Alexei Navalny and said it saw no grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The Kremlin was speaking a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent in an attempt to murder him. A Kremlin spokesman said Moscow rejected any suggestion Russia was behind the attack on Navalny and warned other countries against jumping to hasty conclusions. Merkel has said Germany would consult its NATO allies about how to respond to the poisoning. She faced growing pressure on Thursday to reconsider the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will take gas from Russia to Germany, after her statement on Navalny, who's being treated in a Berlin hospital.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Belarus's authoritarian leader has reshuffled his top lieutenants in an apparent attempt to strengthen his rule amid weeks of protest pushing for his resignation after a vote the opposition says was rigged. President Alexander Lukashenko promoted Valery Vakulchik, who led the state security agency that still goes under the Soviet-era name of KGB, to appoint him to the secretary of the Presidential Security Council. He replaced Vakulchik with Ivan Tertel, who previously served as head of the State Control Committee. Observers see the appointments as an attempt by Lukashenko to tighten control. The reshuffle comes as the president is facing a fourth week of protests against his reelection to a sixth term with 80% of the vote. The U.S. trade deficit surged in July to $63.6 billion. It was the largest monthly deficit since July 2008, during the Great Recession. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.